Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The root, the root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome to the show. It is Friday, the 29th of April. And it's great to have you with me. I've got a new commentary that'll be out this weekend. Creator Syndicate syndicates my newspaper columns around the country. The title is "The Great O'Biden Intentional Depression is Here, and Here is the Solution." First, I want to explain the disaster happening right now in front of all of our eyes. Then I will present a solution. Everyone talks. It's time for action, and I have the plan. Everything I predicted has come to pass. Back on October 30th, 2016, in my opening speech for Donald J. Trump's last Las Vegas rally before the election, I told the crowd of 15,000 plus that a Trump victory was our last chance to save America. I told the crowd that if Hillary was elected, it would be Obama's third term. It would be the end of America. She would finish off America with Obama's plan. It was a plan I learned at Columbia University, class of 83, with my classmate Barack Obama. The plan was called Cloward Piven. The Cloward-Piven strategy was to overwhelm the U.S. economy with welfare and debt, causing the economy to collapse, bankrupting the business owners, making the middle class jobless, and causing everyone to panic and beg big government to save them. And that would open the door for socialism. I predicted the main tool to do this would be opening the borders to let the whole world in, give them all cradle-to-grave welfare checks, free health care, and free education, all paid by the great American middle class. And as a bonus, turn these millions of illegal aliens into Democrat voters. Sound familiar? I also predicted Hillary and the Democrats would use massive tax increases, draconian increases in government regulations, the green energy boondoggle that would waste billions and kill middle-class jobs, expand Obamacare to triple health care bills for the middle class, destroy the justice system to allow violent criminals to roam free, while the corrupt DOJ and woke DAs funded by George Soros persecuted conservatives. That was the Cloward-Piven plan that Obama and I learned at Columbia. That would have been the third term of Obama. But a funny thing happened in 2016. Donald J. Trump was elected president. Hillary never got a chance to carry out Obama's plan. Recognize all of those terrible policies? It's all happening today under the O'Biden administration. Yes, I said O'Biden. That's the deadly combo of Biden as the brain-dead dummy and Obama as the ventriloquist. Have you seen the latest GDP, economic growth number? We're negative 1.4% growth. But that's only the tip of the iceberg. We are experiencing massive hyperinflation. Economic experts that I trust say the real inflation number is 20% or higher. So the real destruction to the economy and the middle class is 1.4% GDP negative plus 20% inflation. Added up, that means the average American is experiencing a negative 21.4% economic decline. This is the great O'Biden intentional depression. And it's about to get much worse. This week on my national radio show, my trusted stock market expert, Kip Herridge of VRAinsider.com, predicted for the first time since 2008, 14 years ago, that we are in a legitimate bear market. This is intentional destruction. This is going to get really ugly. Think about how bad things got the last time Kip made that prediction in 2008. We almost lost the U.S. economy, America, and capitalism. So what's the solution? When I wrote the best-selling book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, my intent was to teach conservatives to practice civil disobedience by boycotting the biggest companies in America who support these woke, destructive, insane Marxist politicians and policies. Without their money and support, Democrats could not pursue these radical policies. If we all stopped spending with these companies, I predicted we could bring them to their knees. So in my book, I listed the names of the CEOs, board of directors, phone numbers, emails, physical addresses, and social media addresses for 116 woke companies, including Disney and Netflix. Disney has since lost $60 billion in stock value. Netflix has lost tens of billions in stock value. Both companies are listed prominently in my book. We did it. Hashtag bullseye. But now I have an updated plan. It's time to double down. Don't just boycott their products. It's the perfect time to boycott their stocks. The middle class has enormous power. The middle class has IRAs, SEP IRAs, retirement accounts, and pension plans. We control, collectively, trillions of dollars on Wall Street. My plan is simple. Sell off the stock in your retirement account of all the woke companies listed in my book, or demand the managers of your pension fund do the same. The woke stocks will plummet. Say goodbye to Disney and their transgender agenda. Say goodbye to Netflix and their stars, Barack and Michelle Obama, and punish those other 114 companies too. It's your money. Send a powerful message. We must punish woke companies who support Democrats and their radical, insane policies like open borders, vaccine mandates, green energy, BLM as in Black Lives Matter, critical race theory, transgender education for kindergartners, defund the police, and opposition to voter ID, which leads to stolen elections. And now you see what that leads to. This is how we fight back with our pocketbooks. This is how we stop the flow of corporate money to the people hell-bent on the destruction of America and capitalism. This is how we stop O'Biden. We shall see who gets the last laugh. That's my column, The Great O'Biden Intentional Depression is Here, and this is the solution. And since I wrote that, I saw an article that is titled 10 Companies That Politically Conservative Investors Should Avoid. And it's Disney in my book, Bank of America in my book, Facebook is in my book, Nike's in my book, AT&T's in my book, Comcast is in my book, Amazon's in my book, Apple's in my book, Starbucks is in my book, Alphabet. I don't think Alphabet is in my book. I think that's the only one that I missed. I don't think I know Alphabet, but let me look real quick and just make sure that Alphabet's not in my book. Oh, it is. It is in my book. Maybe they got it from my book. They may have written the article by quoting my book. I had a group of people telemarketing all day long and getting the phone numbers and the emails and the physical address and the social media accounts of all these companies and compiling the list of who's the most woke companies in America and then getting all that contact information. So anybody can list the group you want to avoid, but the only guy who put it inside a book, all their contact information, and listed their CEO and their board of directors, is yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. And the only guy now suggesting that we sell off the stock of these 115 companies is your boy, Wayne Allyn Root. So that's the story. Okay, I got the list right. I thought I had 9 out of 10. I had all 10. Alphabet's in there, too. I didn't even realize that. As I wrote this column, and then I was getting ready for the radio show, I was printing out all my articles to start talking about on the show, and I caught this one by Michael Snyder, who I always enjoy. Should the fact that the U.S. economy actually contracted during the first quarter actually surprise any of us, he says in the first sentence. The title of the column is the U.S. going to transition from stagflation directly into a full-blown economic depression? So he's thinking the exact same way I am, that this is no little odd fact. This is a depression. And then I caught this article, which I didn't even know before I wrote the column, or I probably would have added it. Real personal income fell in March just as Biden inflation soared. Disposable income fell in March. So not just GDP, but disposable income fell in March after adjusting for inflation. Real disposable personal income, which is income after tax and inflation, fell 0.4% in March. That was the seventh time in the last 8 months that disposable personal income in the U.S. fell from the previous month. In nominal terms, disposable income rose 0.5%, but consumer prices rose 0.9%, meaning inflation totally wiped out the gain. So, let's see. On a year-over-year basis, income plunged 19.9% from the stimulus check inflated figure for March 2022. A year ago, income jumped 22.2%, but now it's down, plunged 19.9%. And in the middle of all of that, just when you thought things couldn't possibly get any worse, right? Couldn't possibly get any worse. What do we see? Biden asked for another $33 billion in economic assistance to Ukraine. Heck, at this point, the United States should be asking Ukraine for economic assistance. The United States should be asking Russia to help us. We're a sinking ship. We should be asking China to save us because we're drowning. Biden wants to give them another $33 billion as the U.S. economy crumbles, inflation hits 40-year highs, gas prices skyrocket, and GDP declines, and personal income declines. Let's just give another $33 billion. Based on what we've already given them, we'll be in the neighborhood of $50 billion given to a crappy little country I couldn't care less about called Ukraine. Can you imagine how insane this is? The insanity isn't just giving $50 billion to Ukraine. It's not just giving taxpayer money to Ukraine. The real insanity is trusting Biden and the Biden crime family with $50 billion in foreign aid. This is the guy that was the biggest corrupt thief in the history of America as vice president. How much money did he steal from Ukraine and China with Hunter Biden as his representative? And 10% always went to the big guy, skimmed off the top. And then separate from that, Hunter paid all his bills. Not Hunter's bills. Hunter paid Joe Biden's bills. Check out the emails on the Hunter Biden laptop. Giving him $50 billion as a license to steal. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for my great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life, literally. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 16 months later, I look the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. Now, that's credibility. The patent application includes over 500 pages of science, sequencing, and processes of how to transform your cells so they can hydrate, allowing you to lose fat and upgrade your health and immune system. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and scientific. This is your time to be healthy from the inside out and be the best you can be. Energized Health is offering my fans the war 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off! Call 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Kyle LaBrue, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBrue stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBrue, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrue.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBrue for Congress. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for SteelsandDealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. They ship nationwide. It's called Steels and Deals LV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. SteelsandDealsLV.com is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30% to 80% off retail. SteelsandDealsLV.com will beat any legitimate price by a mile. You'll get the best price for any product, TVs, furniture for your home, office, or your patio, microwave ovens, mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecue, smokers, generators, pianos, refrigerators, wheelchairs. Steals and Deals LV.com has it all at 30 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to Steals and Deals LV.com, and my buddy John will beat them all. Just go to Steals and Deals LV.com or call 725-260-3337. Steals and Deals LV.com. It's like stealing.
Raw and unfiltered.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wayne Allyn Root, I just posted it on my social media sites, the following comment. Biden wants to give another $33 billion to Ukraine? Really? GDP is negative 1.4%. Real inflation is really in the 20% range. Personal income's way down. Massive food and gas shortages coming. Open borders, invasion of the whole world's poor coming. We should be asking Ukraine for a loan. We need their $33 billion. Are you kidding me? Maybe they could loan us back the money we gave them. That'd be a good thing. I mean, this is crazy. When you think of the things going on in our country, it's just absolute, utter insanity. You know what else is insane? My advertiser. He's crazy. Remember Crazy Eddie in New York? My buddy John is like Crazy John. SteelsandDealsLV.com. SteelsandDealsLV.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for SteelsandDealsLV.com. I'm trying to be the announcer now. My buddy of 20 years, John. I don't need to read this like an announcer. My buddy John built this magnificent business here in Vegas, and it's really blown up huge for Vegas consumers. They ship nationwide. It's called SteelsandDealsLV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. SteelsandDealsLV.com is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30 to 80% off retail. SteelsandDealsLV.com will beat any legitimate price by a mile. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to SteelsandDealsLV.com, and my buddy John will beat them all. What a great idea for the consumers of Las Vegas, and now everywhere. They ship nationwide. I don't care where you are. If you need a TV, if you need furniture for your home, your kitchen, your bedroom, your office, your patio, That's what you need. If you need a wheelchair or you need a baby crib. If you need a refrigerator, if you need a microwave oven. If you need a mattress, if you need a bed frame. If you need a lawnmower or you need treadmills or bikes. If you need a barbecue, a smoker or generator or a piano. He's got them all. So go to steelsanddealslv.com. Steelsanddealslv.com or call 725-260-3337, area code 725-260-3337, steelsanddealslv.com. It's like stealing. All right, so Tulsi Gabbard, who's a Democrat congresswoman, but I generally like her, and she's not insane, and she sides with us on a lot of issues with, you know, just pure common sense involved. And she's a former military vet, so that's really cool. Or I should say she's a military vet. That denotes you were former military, right? You don't have to be a former military vet. You're a military vet. Tulsi Gabbard says the Biden administration is becoming a dictatorship. And she was referring to the new department they've just created to counter misinformation. And she says that every dictatorship has a propaganda arm, a ministry of truth. The Biden administration has now formally joined the ranks of such dictatorships with their creation of the so-called Disinformation Governance Board. And she says the reason you see this in dictatorships is because they're afraid of us. They're afraid of the people. They're afraid we might actually ourselves. So they create the Disinformation Governance Board. Can you imagine? It's just... She says the DHS Disinformation Governance Board will use taxpayer dollars to work through the mainstream media and flood the airwaves with whatever their propaganda narrative is that they're pushing at any given time and will silence dissenting voices through intimidation. You know what I say to them? Go F yourselves. You can go F yourself. And here's a new report that backs up the column I just read you in segment number one, right? I read you a column. Called The Great O'Biden Intentional Depression is Here. Here's the solution. And I pointed out that Disney has lost billions, actually $60 billion in stock value. Netflix has lost tens of billions. I think they're close to $50 billion, too. But I didn't have the number in front of me, and I was in a rush, so I put tens of billions. But report, Netflix employees fear more layoffs and cuts. It's definitely not the end of it. The worst may yet to come for Netflix as employees brace themselves for more cuts and layoffs as executives seek to rein in the costs following their disastrous first quarter and an expectation of even rougher water ahead. Sources inside the company expect layoffs to continue as the company outsources more positions, especially those overseas, to third parties to save money. Netflix reported last week it lost 200,000 subscribers during the first quarter, expects to lose a staggering 2 million more in the months ahead. Employees are also unhappy about the company's stock, which has plummeted more than 40% since last week and down more than 60% for the year. So that's since my book came out. That's one of the, you know, 116 woke companies. It's time to bankrupt all of them. Just destroy them. See, if you don't care what I think, then I'm not going to buy for you anymore, and my retirement account will not hold your stock anymore. Every person listening, check out your retirement account, and anything you own that's in one of the list of the 116 woke companies in my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, dump them. Dump all those stocks and just invest in other stocks. That's all. You don't want to own or have any risk involved in any of these stupid, woke, communist loser companies.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Inflation is still on a roll. The core personal consumption expenditures price index jumped 5.2% in March from a year ago. It's the index the Federal Reserve keeps a close eye on when it looks at inflation. If food and energy prices are included, the PCE jumped by 6.6%. That's the biggest jump since January 1982. President Biden is requesting another $33 billion in taxpayer money in the latest package for Ukraine. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress is wasting little time preparing the bill.
We were ready with our Appropriations Committee to start writing as soon as we got the numbers from the Office of Management and Budget and the President's announcement made public, and we hope to, as soon as possible, pass that legislation.
This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Wayne Allyn Root. Welcome back to The Root. The Root's on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built in Las Vegas and broadcast all over these United States by USA Radio Network. Liberty Projects is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I know that many of you have heard me talk about Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, vetsandhorses.com. I've done it many times because I'm a big fan. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch, and the Liberty Projects purchased Tony Curtis's property, and they repurposed it for multiple military veteran programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects by playing in their annual golf tournament, June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. That's a suburb of Las Vegas. Henderson, Nevada, Revere Golf Club, June 10th. Register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of all proceeds, 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for our vets. It's up to us, freedom-loving patriots, to make it happen. Help support this great organization and enjoy a day of golf. Register today at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com. And if you're not going to play in the golf tournament, then dig deep in your pocket and give a contribution, a donation at vetsandhorses.com. All right, we've got our guest here, who I always look forward to having him on, Alex Berenson, former New York Times reporter. He's the only former New York Times anything that I've ever had on this show, who has challenged the mainstream media with facts throughout the pandemic. He deals in facts. He's the best-selling author of Pandemia, How Coronavirus Hysteria Took Over Our Government, Rights, and Lives. Alex Berenson, welcome back, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good, actually. I don't have long to talk right now because, I've sued Twitter to try to, to say that they shouldn't have banned me from the platform. We've talked about this in the past. And we just got the ruling on Twitter's motion to dismiss, and the judge denied Twitter's motion to dismiss.
Well, that's good.
I'm going to be allowed to proceed with this lawsuit. I'm going to be, and more importantly, as importantly as that, I'm going to be allowed to have discovery and see what Twitter said about me and see how they colluded with the government, how they colluded with, other companies, what it is that they did when my speech, offended the Biden administration.
Yeah, and you do realize, Alex, I was banned for life by Twitter in February of 2021, and I have no idea why. They've never said why, so I have no idea either.
Right. Well, yes. I mean, what they've said to me doesn't, or what they said publicly about me does not match what I know about what I said, which is that I didn't make any false statements or anything like that. So, so I'm very, very eager to get a look at the discovery. Now, this is just the first step. There's this case wouldn't reach trial for at least a year, but it's a very exciting day because, as you know, these bosses basically have not gone very far.
No, and you and I both, I assume, are going to be reinstated to Twitter soon with Elon Musk now owning Twitter. I assume we're both going to get our Twitter accounts back, but that's an assumption. I don't see why we wouldn't. If he believes in free speech, I would assume we'll both be on. If he puts Trump back on, then Wayne Root and Alex Berenson have to be back on, right? Obviously.
Well, sure, but, I don't want to be beholden to Elon Musk for my ability to be on this incredibly important platform. I don't want to be beholden to anyone. I mean, I think this is a set Twitter and the other giant, social media companies really are town squares. They really are common carriers. They should be treated that way for the purposes of the law. And they really shouldn't ban any speech that wouldn't be illegal offline. I mean, it's a pretty simple way to look at this. If it's not illegal offline, not child pornography, if it's not some criminal conspiracy, you should be allowed to say it on these large platforms because they are, they are common carriers. And I don't want to be beholden to Elon Musk. So, so that's why I sued. And, it was a big step forward today.
All right, good. Congratulations. Let's get to the meat of this thing and go fast. Latest facts regarding the ineffectiveness of the vaccines. What you got?
Well, sure. I mean, I think at this point everybody knows. I don't even think it's disputable. they don't. That, by the way, that's the tweet that got me banned permanently. They don't stop transmission. There's an argument, I would say a healthy argument, as whether or not they do anything to slow severe disease after a few months and against Omicron. In the U.S., it's very hard to know the real answer to that because our data is so terrible. But, I mean, you can just see. You can see all over, not just the United States, but all over the world, there's really been a rejection of these mRNA vaccines at this point. Very few people are taking them. African countries are sort of being offered them and turning down at this point. In the United States, you know, the number of people who are getting boosters or new vaccines is tiny at this point. You know, this is people have said to themselves very reasonably, if this thing is so good, why did I get sick? Why did I get COVID afterwards? And why is it that everybody, I know seems to have had the same course whether or not they were vaccinated? So the vaccines they've been rejected, honestly.
Yeah, one of my social media posts was, can you imagine if I got 4 polio shots and then I got polio and I didn't want to question the polio vaccine program? How stupid would you have to be, right? I mean, you'd have to be a moron to keep arguing it's effective while you're getting it. It's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Makes no sense. But
and not just 4 shots, but let's say you got polio 2 weeks after your 4 shots. Let's say you got polio and you got polio again.
Yeah.
People wanted to believe what they were told, and a lot of people are very scared about COVID, and they wanted to believe this was some magic bullet. But, the scales have dropped from almost everybody's eyes, except that, crazy percent of the 20% of the country that, watches MSNBC.
Right. But again, what you're talking about is how ineffective they are. We all know that. But I would say go a much step farther now, which is how dangerous they are. I mean, I assume you have the stats on the millennial death rate in the last year since COVID vaccines were around. And Edward Dowd was on my show. He was talking about that. The 40% increase in deaths in general, non-COVID deaths across the board for life insurance companies in America, they're panicking. They can't pay this kind of money out. People are dying in droves.
I would disagree with you on the specific. This is some of the numbers you've quoted, but there's no question that vaccines have massive side effects for a significant number of people, and that if you look at sort of overall mortality, both in the U.S. and in Europe, it has not gone down, right? It has not gone down since the vaccines were introduced, and for some age groups, it's gone up, and that's on top of COVID. So something is wrong. Something is wrong with the vaccines, and in a rational world, we would basically halt their use right now until we had a better sense of what those dangers might be. But because the entire public health establishment and media has been pushing these for the last, 17 months now, there's an unwillingness to grapple with reality, which is unfortunate.
And by the way, I never heard any doctors or any liberals, because really it's all the left that defends this so much. I never heard anyone ever attack the VAERS system until now. The vaccine adverse reporting event system was always the gold standard for showing if we have a problem or not. There's no other way to tell except to say this vaccine has this rate, this vaccine has that rate. There's a sign there. Well, when the vaccines had 30 people dead or something like that in 1976, they ended the swine flu vaccine. Now says 27,000 plus dead. So, I mean, you have to say there's a problem.
No, there's. I would agree. There's a problem. And look, I'd go the other way. It's so bizarre. Listen, when I worked in the New York Times, I covered the drug industry, okay? And I wrote a lot of negative stories about that drug industry because the drug industry did a lot of things it shouldn't have done. And, the Times liked those stories. I mean, they were good, accurate stories, but
right.
Liberals love those stories.
Right, of course.
With the vaccines, it's like it's some magic word that makes, people's minds melt, and suddenly they can't think, like, hey, it's the same companies that were doing all this stuff that you didn't like 15 years ago.
Right.
Why would you trust them more now?
Right.
It's just bizarre.
I watch Law and Order all the time, right? I watch all these old episodes of Law and Order when there's nothing else on TV. It's one of my favorite shows. And I saw one from 2009, and it was about doctors and big pharma companies covering up a vaccine that it was killing people. And ironically, they mentioned that Pfizer had just paid a $2 billion penalty. So, I mean, a $2 billion fine. And they were talking about how bad Pfizer is. And I'm sitting here going, am I living in a wild world here or what? This is crazy. In 2009, they admitted all this, that you can't trust drug companies, and today everybody on the left trusts them.
It's very, very weird. And it's just, I'm a registered independent. I didn't vote for Donald Trump, but it's a sign of how deranged the left is about
right.
Donald Trump. And ironically, it's Trump who pushed the vaccines faster than any more than
I know.
He likes easy solutions to things. So, But if he were still president, Wayne, I think there would be much more. There would be many more questions being asked about this vaccine.
Correct, and there wouldn't be vaccine mandates. In other words, there'd be vaccines, and Trump loves them, but he doesn't like mandates. He says if you want to take it, take it. If you don't, don't. But he still thinks they're great, and that's how I'm honest, because I'm with Trump on every issue, and I am a Trump Republican, but I think he's horrible on that issue. He's horrible, and he's lost on that issue. You know what else can I say?
Yeah, but the vaccine mandates have gone too. They're not completely dead. There's the Medicare mandate, which is sort of tough on healthcare workers. But this idea that we were going to make kids get this, I mean, I think people realize that there would have been riots. So I'm glad to see that. And, let's hope for more good news in Berenson v. Twitter.
Yeah, and listen, I know you're on the run, so I can't keep you for another segment, but let's have you back again really soon, because we never got to two important points. What's really going on in China now with all the lockdowns, and what's going to happen in America if we spike again in the fall? How do you think Biden will respond? I didn't have time to get those out, and I'd love to hear what you think. So hopefully, Andrew Paul, my producer's listening, let's get Alex on again next week and talk about it to finish this up, Alex, okay?
Thanks, Wayne.
You got it. Thanks, Alex Berenson. Bye-bye. His book is Pandemia, How Coronavirus Hysteria Took Over Government, Rights and Lives, former New York Times reporter, not a Republican, didn't vote for Trump, but clearly a very nice guy and a very good guy and an honest guy, and he looks at the facts, and he's with me, 70% of the way, and that's cool. Anyone who's with me 70% is my friend. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn, War.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just $12.50 each delivered. That's right. $12.50 each delivered. While supplies last. Call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that it's delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend Wayne Allyn Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Go to war. Tangible Investments, the sponsor of this segment of the show. Inflation is running wild. We all know it's like 20% or more. Could be headed for 25 or even 30%. We're in the stagflation mode. We're in the Weimar Republic mode. We're in the Zimbabwe mode. It's that bad. And I've had a couple guests on the show. You notice how a lot of my guests go, well, I wouldn't go that far. Maybe that's a little extreme. Maybe you're exaggerating a little bit about COVID, about inflation, about the economy. And it always turns out I'm the one who's right. Do you ever notice that? I could bring up 50 examples where my guests are more moderate than me, and they try and play it safe and don't be big risk takers, and they just won't say the things that I say. And maybe they even think I'm just too much. And then 3 weeks later, guess who was right? I was actually under exaggerating, right? It was even worse than I said. And inflation is that bad. I could think of two different guests I've had on who I like. They're nice people, but they're like, oh, inflation's bad. Inflation's terrible, but it's nothing like Weimar Republic or Zimbabwe or, you know, nothing like that, Wayne. And it's transitory. It won't be here forever. No, it is here forever. Long term, it's here. Long, long time. And it's not going anywhere. It's not going away. And as Kip Herridge said yesterday, my economic guru from VRAinsider.com, Kip said, you know, you need to do what Volcker did in the early 1980s with Reagan. To tame inflation, you'd have to put interest rates at 20%, and you'd kill inflation in a year or two. But you'd also kill the economy. They killed the economy at first by doing that. Nobody could buy a house or a car when interest rates are 20%. No one could buy anything. No one could use a credit card. Your credit card return right now, when interest rates were almost zero, credit cards have a 20% return rate, you know? Can you imagine if they're at 20, they'd be 40%, 50%. So the entire economy's crushed by 20% interest rates. But as Kip said yesterday, forget that. We owe trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars in national debt. And there's no possible way you could raise interest rates to 20% or America would go under. America would drown. Forget about the American people. America's government would drown, strangle, suffocate. End of America. So the Fed is in a box here. There's nowhere to go. So they can't kill and suffocate inflation because they can only raise interest rates, you know, like maybe 5, 6% or something like that, which is still historically low. It won't be zero anymore. It won't be one, but it might be 5 or 6, but they can't go to 20. You could never make interest payments on the debt. So inflation's here to stay. The only thing you could do to protect yourself and your family, gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. And my friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals in the whole country. They have 40 years experience, billions of dollars in transactions. If you mention the word war, you get the best rates in the country and the best customer service in the country. If you mention Wayne Allyn-Root, call 800-300-8441, toll free, 800-300-8441, or check them out online at TII1.com. Just always say Wayne Root and you get the best deal. TII1.com. The best deal in the whole country. You know, find the price, come back to them, they'll match it or beat it. Anywhere in the country, the best price. Tangible Investments, 800-300-8441. So here's the new disinformation unit of the United States government. I swear to God, it's a disinformation basically ministry. Just weeks after the Hunter Biden laptop from hell was unveiled to Congress and the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security has announced the formation of a disinformation unit inside the federal government. It will be used to create a ministry of truth on all things COVID-19 and anything related to Russia and Ukraine. The ministry of truth will be used to cover up for the Biden family's corruption in Ukraine and China, hiding a trail of evidence that goes back to a time when Joe Biden was vice president of the United States. With this move of censorship and thought control, the DHS will be turned into the Biden family's personal mafia. And by the way, just saying this would get me in trouble and get me in the doghouse. DHS Chief Alejandro Mayorkas, there's a guy that should be in leg irons. Okay? And see, saying that, I'd go to jail for that. Or I'd be fined for that. Or I'd be taken off the air for that. By the propaganda ministers of the Nazi government of Joe Biden. DHS Chief Alejandro Mayorkas belongs in leg irons, shipped off to Guantanamo, put on trial, and be charged with and convicted of treason. He's opened the borders, he's letting the entire world in, he's destroying America. But he's now developed a Alejandro Mayorkas, has developed a disinformation governance board which will target and eliminate any incriminating information that the federal government doesn't want the public to hear. This disinformation board will demand public obedience, I'm the disobedient one, public obedience to oppressive COVID protocols. In other words, if they lock us down and Wayne Root says lockdowns don't work, the same way I was banned for life from Twitter, they'll try and destroy my life. And if I say vaccines don't work or vaccines kill people, they'll try to destroy me and destroy my life. And they want to shut down any evidence of election fraud. That's another column I'm about to write. The exact similarities between the same people that don't want you to talk about the stolen election are the same people that are covering up the COVID vaccine fraud and the death and the disability and the crippling injuries and the fact they don't work at all. So you're taking giant risks to die for nothing because the vaccine doesn't even work. They're covering that up the same way they covered up Hunter's laptop and the 2020 election.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.